from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Spiegs won't even tell us where he went on his vacation. He says it's so weird.
Shane, wake up. Tanny, we got to have another little taste because Spiegs is here. Huh? Yeah.
So we went to this place called Getaway Cabins.
Getaway Cabins.
Getaway. And the Getaway Cabins are tiny. They're basically the size of a shipping container. So it's kind of like a tiny house. And
okay. And you've
got 2 Adirondack chairs and a fire pit. They'll pre-make a fire for you, so it's sitting right there ready to go in the fire pit. There's a grill attached to the fire pit, so you can use the grill and grill some stuff up. But the cabin itself is tiny.
Cherish the cabin. It's often been a sanctuary for me.
Kind of like Superman's Fortress of Solitude.
This is like a darkness retreat?
Middle of the woods.
In the quiet, in the absolute darkness. Darkness retreat. Darkness retreats. Darkness. But sitting in the darkness with your thoughts in the darkness. What would hit me in the darkness before I went to darkness? In the darkness, darkness, darkness.
Not quite darkness, because there's power. There's central air. It was amazing.
Central air?
Yeah. I mean, so a tiny little space. Doesn't take much to cool it down. But yeah, unbelievably comfortable. Straight up glamping.
Glamping is glamour camping. Heated tents, catered meals, Wi-Fi.
You're describing a hotel.
One, two, three.
And here we go, Tim. Here we go. Here we go, Tim.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Thank you for hanging out with us. If you missed Jed Hoyer, it was pretty interesting. You'll get it in about 20 minutes or so. Massive series coming up tonight against the Cardinals. Cubs have won 6 of 7. They just swept the Orioles, one of the best teams in baseball. They outscored them 21-2 at their place in a sweep. So they're having a moment, but the moment doesn't mean anything if it doesn't turn into a long stretch, because they were bad for such a long stretch. They need to be good for a long stretch in order for it to matter. So this feels big, Spiegs, but then as soon as you see the matchups, I'm like, oh, God, I don't feel so good with Kyle Hendricks on the mound right now.
I don't think that is how you should be thinking about it in terms of Kyle Hendricks. He is legendarily great against the Cardinals, and it's not all old stuff from his heyday. His last 5 or 6 starts against the Cardinals have been very, very good. And but he had a stretch in June. It was very, very, very good. And Sonny Gray, who's pitching for the Cardinals and has been great all year, has been lit up his last 2 times out. So I don't agree that it looks as scary as it does to you.
Do you believe that there is an actual he's good against the Cardinals because it's the Cardinals? Like, he's good against their laundry, their uniform?
No, I believe that he's been good against a lot of those players. And I'm looking at the hitters in the lineup right now. Some of them are not classic Cardinals either. Brandon Crawford, who's in the lineup tonight, is he not? You've got the lineups there in front of you?
No.
All right, I've got it here. I've got it here. It's Arenado, Crawford is not in it. So it's Burleson, who's been very hot lately for them. It's Mason Winn, who has very seldom played against Kyle Hendricks. It is Dylan Carlson, who has been woeful in his career. Actually, no, it's not Dylan Carlson. Excuse me. It's Contreras, who's never faced him. There are some guys with very bad histories against Kyle Hendricks in that lineup. And I do believe that Kyle he gets amped up and focuses well against the Cardinals, and he has done so in recent history, not just in old school history.
Well, you know what it sounds like? I'm not a doctor, so I'm not able to make prescriptions like Tanny is.
Yeah.
Okay, he's got the extra schooling, as we all know about the NBA. It sounds like you might be catching a case of Cubs fever.
Think so.
Which you would not be the first. You'd be in very good company, because I was like a child who wandered into the middle of a movie as they played that drop yesterday on Bernstein and Holmes. But I caught this segment kind of mid-flight, and I was very disoriented as to what the hell was going on today on a Friday on Bernstein and Holmes.
The Cubs are back, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, Ray. Ray, you were scared to jump back in, but you're back in now.
Look, man, it's been a rough ride. It sucks to get hurt, Lawrence.
I feel you.
So, tentatively, I'm saying, we're back, baby, yeah! Oh, go Cubs!
Justin Steele, fam, he's 160-1 to win National League Cy Young. I made that bet. Y'all should do it with me. So, yeah, I hope everyone took this is one of those ones where take the ride with me.
I just did.
My man!
I went for a more modest $10 bet.
That's fine.
Oh, boy. Go Cubs! Cy Young. Oh, nice. There it is.
Nice. That didn't take long. Over yourself.
I didn't know you were doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, but I was laughing. So let's lay out and give Ray a go Cubs that he can put in there.
Oh, boy. Go Cubs!
This is where I join.
We need to do a new one.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we can all just lay out now, and Ray can say go Cubs, and then we can put it in. All right, so Ray,
do you want to do it over the thing, or do you just want to say go Cubs?
No, let's do it. Let's do it.
Do it live!
Go Cubs!
That wasn't as good as
you got to bring it. Yeah, like that first time, you were super excited.
Yeah, I was.
And you were a little flat off key.
But don't worry about that. Right. Hit it again.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Go Cubs!
It's a little late.
A little late, right?
You need
to be a little tighter on the Cubs.
Okay, here we go. Go Cubs! Mm-mm. No?
That was missing some energy.
Yeah, it was.
It was late and low energy.
Oh, my God.
So let's tempo. You want to go back to your trailer for a little bit?
I have to.
No. Okay. Let's. I think it's in there. So, Ray, like, this is the one. This is it. This is the take right here.
Here
so
it
let,
is.
Let's hit it hard.
All right. Here we go. Go Cubs!
Damn
no,
it.
Still
late.
Off.
A little late.
Still off.
All right, one more.
Just be ready. Right. Get that front foot down.
All right, one more. Here we go.
Go Cubs!
That works. I like it.
We'll
print it.
Print it.
There it is.
And print it!
We did
you
it live.
Print it!
Only five takes.
Okay.
Maybe 10.
So you're in good company, Speaks, with Cubs fever. Oh, wow. What an accomplishment that was.
They got it done.
Did they?
I don't know.
Did they get it done?
Oh, God.
We got to be careful here, because I love all those guys.
Very nice people.
But, man, would I have made a different decision.
I dug it. It reminded me of the Mr. Show sketch, The Story of Everest, where you know every time he's going to back into like the little shelves of knickknacks, and they're going to do it over and over and over again, but it gets better and better every time you do it. It was just like that.
Didn't you ask Odenkirk about The Story of Everest?
I did. It's one of my favorite things, yeah.
That was the sketch you asked him about, right?
I did. So. I asked if there was any takes that they didn't include in the final broadcast version. He's like, yeah, we did it like one more time and people didn't laugh, so they edited it out.
That's amazing. That would have been good advice.
Edited out.
One more time of whatever that was.
Erase it from the FCC.
Oh, they're just trying to have their own brand of fun.
I loved it. I was so confused, though. I was so confused listening to that live.
I enjoyed it. I just could not figure out why it just kept getting worse. Like,
yeah,
why
it was
Ray?
Great.
Why Ray was just getting worse and worse with it every time?
Like, the first one was good, but Lawrence was mad that he was giggling over it a little bit. But the first one was good. Just leave the first one and roll with it.
It was fine.
I'm actually glad
Rick Rubin's not back there. Rick Rubin's not back there ready to tell you how to do the album.
Also, Tanny was not back there, which I thought was evident during the entire
segment. See Rick Rubin over there.
The producer, Rick Rubin.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Rick Rubin on the Odyssey team.
Former so, ball boy.
See Matt Spiegel's son, Rubin over there.
There it
Rick
is.
Rubin over there.
Close that loop right there.
So you feel, so you and Ray have Cubs fever is basically.
Yeah, I guess
that's my point.
Yeah, I guess so. I look, three out of four. How would it feel to have them take three
how
out of four?
How would it feel?
Uh-huh. The doubleheader tomorrow. Lance Lynn and Kyle Gibson. So, you know, veteran righties all four games for the Cardinals with Miles Michaelis on Sunday against Tyone. I think Tyone's going to end the season, end the first half on a great note. He's been really good for a while here.
Yeah, it's so, six or seven. I think it's seven now, straight quality starts for Tyone.
Yeah.
He's been great.
So tonight is big. Tonight is big. If Hendricks can show up, and it's really the Cubs' bats. It's the hitting with runners in scoring position, and playing clean.
I think it's all of it, man. I think it's the bullpen has been as good as it's been since June, right? Sixth best bullpen ERA since June, even better than that in July. You keep pointing out the three guys that are hitting, and I completely agree. That's massive, but multiple starters pitching well, like they've played clean. I know there was the near collision and the issue with the issue with Saya and Nico.
And Saya letting that double get by him, the first hit of the night. I think it was a Mountcastle double. You love that guy's name. That he let get by him, that he could have either dove for or pulled up and played on a bounce. He's awkward. He's a bit awkward out there.
He is. PCA covers a lot of ground, though.
He does.
He's fun to watch, man.
You referenced it in our pre-show meeting. I didn't hear that Ron Coomer was talking about PCA and Ian Happ, because PCA covers a lot of ground there.
Yeah, I have no problem with it. But yes,
me neither.
We can hear how Coom described the invasion of airspace, we'll say, of PCA.
I understand the issues with the defense with Pete Armstrong. Ian Happ does not like guys getting around him when he's catching the ball. He's had some major collisions in the outfield, and he does not like that, I know. I've never asked him. I just know. And you know, so stay away from Ian, but so
it's about the collisions. It's about the collisions and the fear of bodily harm. But I'm with you, man. When you've got a center fielder with incredible speed and a great eye who takes really good routes and absurd range, let the kid patrol. Let him go ahead and patrol and get it done. I certainly want him to do it in right field with Saya, so I got no problem if he does it in left with Ian.
The guy's going to win gold gloves in center field. The range is ridiculous, the number of balls that he can get to. Yes, Happ is a gold glover in left, but don't coach the speed or aggression out of him. I mean, he didn't collide with him. It's fine. That's on the list of issues facing this team, I find that one to not even make my list. Hmm. Like much less being at the bottom of it. He's a little cavalier sometimes out there. Like if you want to talk about technique or flair or something like that, okay, fine. But I don't think he's covering too much ground. Too much ground. For a premium defensive position, no.
Also, yeah. You're taught that day one in Little League Baseball. Like, give way to your center fielder. If your center fielder has a beat on the ball and he's in the best position to then throw the ball after, give way to your center fielder.
Yeah.
Just like a third baseman cutting off a shortstop if he's got his momentum moving toward first base. Give way to your third baseman, give way to your center fielder.
It's not like it's Robert taking a ball away from Eloy. Like, Happ is also a very good defensive player.
He is, but you know, but I'm totally cool with PCA doing that. By the way, tonight in Iowa, both Julian Merriweather and Caleb Killian are going to have appearances. Merriweather, the more important one, But Killian is an interesting one because he's obviously been a starter and it hasn't gone well as a starter. But when he's used as just a bullpen guy and he's rearing back and firing, that's another 99-mile-an-hour arm. That's a dude who could touch a hundo.
Dude, they all matter.
Yeah. And
they all matter because if they go on a hot streak, or the hot streak continues if you consider them to already be on one, then maybe he's a guy that you trade to help you buy. Or maybe he's a bullpen reinforcement, or like it all matters.
If you find yourself actually up in games and winning games, you need a lot of high leverage dudes. So yeah, they need all of them that they can get. It's so interesting to see like the bats trending in the right direction, the bullpen trending in the right direction, and you just wonder if it's all too late. We'll see how the next couple of weeks play out.
It feels like it. Like I still maintain that the most likely outcome here is a deadline of virtual inactivity. And if the team, though, like we talked about a little bit back in transition, if these are huge ifs, but like if these guys actually come back in the bullpen and are good, whether that's Alzolay, Leiter, Merriweather, all of the above, plus Ben Brown and Bellinger.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the idea of those are additions. Like, I wouldn't frame it that way because you're not giving something up to get them. You're just getting them back. But it's not like they would be able to, they would say if they didn't buy that they don't think that they could go on a run. You know, like this team was supposed to contend from Jump Street. They'll spin that as we think we have enough. It's our job to go out there and prove it. We didn't do enough in the first 100-something games in order to make them give us more, but what we have is enough. That's how they'll spin it.
Yeah,
goes the other way that it gets really uncomfortable.
No, I think that's fair. By the way, just to close that loop I had on the OPS of these batters of the Cardinals against Hendricks, the only guy who's really killed him is Alec Burleson in a small sample, and Burleson has been one of the hotter hitters. But like Goldschmidt in 52 plate appearances has an OPS of 796. That's decent. But Arenado's an OPS under 700. Matt Carpenter in a ton of appearances is under 700. Contreras has never faced him. That's going to be a little bit interesting tonight. Wilson Contreras is the best offensive player on the Cardinals when healthy this year, and he's never faced him. But overall, all those hitters right now on this lineup don't have a great history against Hendricks. So that's part of why I'm feeling okay about it tonight.
Man, if anything has been taught to us, and we know this already, but this is weird. Of course they can win. Of course they can win. It's just you don't have Shota going. Steele just pitched. It's a massive series. You got the Assad situation. So, you know, you got a doubleheader. It's four games in 3 days.
Yep.
So it's Saturday, right? Wesneski and bullpen guys. And it's, I mean, how many pitchers do you think get into the two games, the 18 innings for Council to cover the 18 innings on Saturday?
He'll have a 29th guy tomorrow, you know, somebody they can bring up from the minors as a 29th or a 20.
Well, yeah.
26th guy.
I think that's more why it's not just about Hendricks and tonight. It's about who isn't pitching in the whole series. It's about the fact that it's four games in 3 days. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, because the guys are coming back from injury, but they're not all back yet. So it's just and their margin of error is real slim. Like earlier today, it was like, how are you going to feel if they win three of four? How are you going to feel if they win, you know, if they have a four game sweep? I mean, that would be great. But 1-3 is also on the table, of course. 0-4 is on the table, of course. They're not so good that they haven't earned that benefit of the doubt from me yet to pencil them in for. They're definitely taking 3 of 4. This is a tough spot. Cardinals have plenty to play for. It's a lot of innings in a short period of time without your best starters. I mean, Steele going as deep and as efficiently as he did helps, obviously, but it's not a great spot for the staff, in my opinion.
Only local broadcast is ours tonight, as this game is an Apple TV game on TV, but we've got the only local broadcast right here on the Score.
Well, cool. Alex Cohn, right? He's making his debut.
Alex Cohn will be doing later on in the um, it, in in the month of July.
It's Randazzo tonight.
It's Randazzo tonight. He was on with Dan and Lawrence. But, yeah, Alex Cohn, who was announced today, is getting a shot at the big leagues, right?
Yeah, Alex Cohn is a great guy and a really good broadcaster at AAA. And, yes, he's going to get his shot doing a couple games. July 14th in St. Louis, so that is Sunday's game against the Cardinals on Marquee. And then July 19th against the Diamondbacks. And Alex is really good. So good for him for getting a shot at doing that on TV.
Yeah, that is that's very cool. They got a good stable of broadcasts over there that you're a part of, man. That you're a part of. We gotta find you an inning between now and the end of the year. There's enough games left.
Oh, yeah. No, I should be able to get some. I absolutely hope to.
All right. Good. Yeah. I feel like we've taken you've lost Cubs fever. You started with Cubs fever. Now I'm concerned about you.
Well, Speaks, that's why Danny moved down on Agris list, because you're not getting enough innings.
Is that what it is?
Yes. Danny did not do enough to quell my attitude, so that's why you're losing innings on the Cubs radio.
You know, it's interesting. Tanny's profile has just climbed and climbed with all the coverage from Barrett's. Mm-hmm. Like, has Agrest given Danny credit for that? Because obviously that's where it should go.
No,
he wrote
a very
nice piece today. I'm in the hard copy of the Sun-Times today. Very nice piece on the Cowherd appearance. So, appreciate Jeff Agrest for that. So maybe that'll help me on the rankings this upcoming year. One can only hope. That's why I do it all, Jeff. I do it for your list, my friend. If you miss Jed Hoyer, there is a lot here on what's gone wrong, what's going right, how he balances that as he weighs decisions, including a question about only having 1 year left on his deal and if that influences how he is maneuvering this time of year. Jed Hoyer next on The Score.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.